This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. More than 100 Republican lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives and a dozen senators say they will join in an effort Wednesday to try to block certification of the U.S. Electoral College vote, which indicates Democrat Joe Biden defeated President Donald Trump in the November presidential election. The certification of the Electoral College vote, 306 to 232, favoring Biden, is the last step before Biden is set to be inaugurated as the country's 46th president on January 20th. Both chambers of Congress would need to uphold the challenges to Biden's victory for the election outcome to be upended. But Democrats narrowly control the House and are certain to certify Biden's win, while the Democratic minority in the Senate, along with some Republicans who have acknowledged Biden's win, are likely to do the same in the upper house of Congress. Trump, who for weeks has made baseless claims that he was defrauded of election to a second four-year term, continues to cheer on protests against his loss, an outcome that will make him the fifth U.S. president in the country's history to lose a re-election bid after a single term in office. All 10 living former U.S. Secretaries of Defense have joined in cautioning against any attempt to use the military in the cause of overturning November's election. The former Pentagon chiefs, both Republicans and Democrats, put their names to an opinion article published Sunday in the Washington Post. The article says the time for questioning the results of the election has passed, and it says attempting to involve the military in resolving election disputes would take the country into, quote, dangerous, unlawful, and unconstitutional territory. They did not name President Trump, but the article appears as Mr. Trump and his allies continue to falsely claim that fraud spoiled the election. VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say government representatives and Taliban officials are due to resume their power-sharing talks on Tuesday in an effort to end the war between them. The talks began in Qatar in September, months after the Taliban reached an agreement with the United States, allowing it to pull its troops out of Afghanistan and end the longest war in exchange for Taliban security guarantees. The two Afghan sides got bogged down on procedures for weeks, but in December they reached an agreement on the process, clearing the way for them to get down to the issues when they resumed their negotiations this week. But Afghan government officials have in recent weeks accused the Taliban of a string of bomb attacks and high-profile murders of bureaucrats and journalists. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says his government is considering declaring a state of emergency for Tokyo and three surrounding areas after an alarming uptick of new coronavirus infections. The health ministry recorded 3,150 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, including 51 deaths. That brings Japan's total number of infections to 244,559. More than 3,600 people in Japan have died of COVID-19. The emergency declaration would cover Tokyo and the neighboring prefectures of Saitama, Chiba, and Kanagawa. Prime Minister Suga also told reporters Monday the government has moved up the beginning of the national vaccination effort to late February. He also vowed that the Summer Olympic Games, postponed from 2020 because of the pandemic, will be held as scheduled between July 23rd and August 8th of 2021. Niger's prime minister says a suspected militant attack over the weekend was one of his country's deadliest in recent memory. On Sunday, Prime Minister Brigi Raffini said 100 people were killed in western villages on Saturday by what were believed to be Islamist fighters. Niger's western borders have been ravaged by Islamist extremism linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Security sources said civilians had been killed in two simultaneous raids on the same day. South African leaders announced Sunday that they hope to begin vaccinating their populations against COVID-19 in February after the United States, Britain, Russia, and India began vaccinations this month. In Zimbabwe, recorded cases have almost doubled since the beginning of November. Government officials ordered a new containment on Saturday evening. The country has nearly 14,500 cases of coronavirus to date. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.